Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this February 7th, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're to welcome in our friends from the Southwood County YMCA. John and Jamie are going to join us, and a big thank you to Tri-City Services for that. Right now, in studio, we've got an exciting half an hour ahead of us. We have Gretchen in with us, and we have some of the students from RAMS. I'll let you all introduce yourselves, and kids, I'll start with you guys. You can go right down the line here introducing yourselves.
I'm Caitlin Mandreski.
I'm Mackenzie Kite.
I'm Reese Cook.
I'm Riley Mankey.
Good to meet you guys. Thank you all so much for being here. It's exciting. I'm looking forward to this and certainly want to introduce you as well, Gretchen. If any other reason, and if you wouldn't mind taking the mic here, Gretchen. Also, I need to know, this may be one of the more important questions I ask you, Gretchen. How do I say your last name?
Nibalski.
Okay, that's beautiful. That's a great last name. As somebody with a Maloff for a last name, I can really relate to that one. That's a good one. Thank you for that. I really do appreciate it, Gretchen. I want to get into what FACT is. This is a great organization. I've done my homework on this, and I'll be honest with you guys, before knowing about the interview, I had not heard much about it, so I'm really looking forward to bringing more awareness to this and talking more about it. Before we get talking to the kids, Gretchen, would you mind if we explain to the audience what FACT is?
Sure. FACT is a youth-led movement. It's youth educating their peers in their community about the impact tobacco has and what it can do to them. I'm very passionate about this. My dad actually passed away from lung cancer and had COPD, so I am all for supporting a youth-led movement to educate their peers, to get kids to maybe think about the impact tobacco and nicotine could have on their lives. And so I am the advisor at the middle school for FACT, and the kids have been doing a lot of initiatives. I think that there's a big concern about, you know, youth using vapes, and that's something that, you know, we're trying to really educate kids into understanding the impact that could have on their lives. And so they've been doing a lot of things, like they wrote a letter to the editor letting the community know that, hey, we're educating our peers, we want them to know that we're worried about their health and the choices that they're making. They've been doing a mental health initiative where it's like RAMS FACT wants to intervene before you choose nicotine. Or if you choose nicotine, we want to intervene to have you use it less. And so, that's kind of why I really believe in this program and am the advisor of it.
I appreciate you sharing that. Feel free of your loss. And appreciate you taking that pain and turning it into something like this. I always admire that whenever I see that in people. And I get to see it a lot here on this show. I always admire it. Real quick note, my grandfather, a similar story, and meant a lot to me. And it helped me because my other grandfather, my papa, he told me the story once of how he was a two-pack-a-day guy. And then he woke up one day and was coughing up blood and immediately took that pack, threw it away, and never went back. Now, this man has old-school willpower that doesn't really, you don't see a lot nowadays. So that's a bit of an outlier and not maybe the common way of it happening. And not something I would necessarily suggest. Because as somebody, and I will own this and admit it, I was a smoker for a while. I turned 21 and was smoking for a while. They're going to the bars and all these things. And then eventually got to a point where, you know what, I've got kids. And I want to be around for them. So I got to stop. And that was about 4 or 5 years before I actually finally stopped. I'd love to be able to lie and tell you guys I quit that day like my papa or something. But it took me a while to get to that point. And it's been about 4 years now, I think, since I've had a nicotine or anything like that. And my taste buds are back. I actually know what food tastes like now. I can breathe things. I can smell things. Like the world that has opened up to me is wonderful. And that's all selfish stuff. The overall goal was, I got a job to do. I'm a dad. I have to be around for them. That was for me. And I only bring this up in part because it's I I did not think that I'd be able to stop this. I didn't know that I'd have a day where I wasn't, let alone years where I was away from the subject. And it's so it is doable. It is reachable. And I think that's from reading about FACT. That's one of the things we're trying to cut this off at the pass in some ways. Instead of being in your 40s, gosh, that's tough to admit around young people. Gentlemen in your 40s and having to do these things, doing it way early on and getting this stuff, you know, sort of out of your system. We do this a lot in school, where we get things out of our system early on and hopefully don't have to go back to them. And so I want to talk about that with you guys. First up, and I'm not going to be able to go in complete order here because nobody wore name tags. I'm joking. But I do want to go kind of round robin here of why you particularly wanted to be a part of FACT. So we'll start with we'll start down the line here, and please introduce yourself again and go ahead and tell us why you wanted to be a part of FACT.
I'm Caitlin Mandreski, and I wanted to be a part of FACT because I see so many kids smoking and vaping every day, thinking it's cool, it's doing good for them, and vaping, thinking vaping's helping them, when in the long run, vaping isn't helping them.
I'm Mackenzie, and kind of like what Caitlin said, I do see it around school, and I know it's a problem, so this is a great way to try to help and get rid of that problem.
Yeah.
I'm Reese Cook, and since I've been a middle schooler, I've seen a lot of kids have a lot of stress, and so the most common way for them to deal with stress is use vapes and drugs. And one of my close people to me has turned to tobacco to get rid of that stress.
I'm Riley Minky, and I've been worried about like many people vaping because like they can get lung cancer, and there's like a lot of things that can happen when you vape, and so I'm concerned just about like my peers and people around me that are vaping.
I appreciate you guys sharing that. I appreciate you taking the time to do these things, too. Not just coming in and putting up with me, but all the different things you're doing to try to make your fellow students and kids younger than you, older than you, aware of this subject, and that there is an alternative, that there is another side to this and everything. What are some of the initiatives? What are some of the things? You know, Gretchen touched on some of this. Get a little more in detail about some of the things you've been doing to outreach, to bring awareness to this subject. And I'll start with you, Kayla.
So we have these bulletin boards, and we put up a bunch of information, like we did one for Christmas. We have a dragon now, so we do a bunch of like these posters putting around the school, putting up information to try and encourage kids to stop, that it's not going to help them.
How about for you, Mackenzie?
One thing we've talked about doing is getting a meeting with like the school board, the mayor and whatnot, and talking about the fines for like if you get caught vaping, it's like a $68 fine, and you can do a LEO program to not get that fine. So what we want is that if you get caught again, the price is still a $68 fine, so we just want to like up that, and maybe that will gradually get kids to stop, because $68 isn't a big deal to a lot of kids.
Just between us, guys, I happen to see the mayor once a month. I'll make sure to mention something to him about that. And I, knowing Mayor Blazer, he'll definitely be looking forward to talking with you guys about that. How about for you, Reese?
So, personally, I wrote the 12 Days of Factmas article for the newspaper a few weeks ago. And like Caitlin said, we have a lot of bulletin boards and stuff we've been trying to do.
That's a very cool idea, too, what you did, the 12th. That's a very neat idea. I like that. And how about for you, Riley? What are some of the ways that you've been, what initiatives have you been a part of?
Like Reese and Kenzie said, that we were, like, having bulletin boards around the school and, like, helping people. And we've had, actually, activities, like, in the past, like, last year, we had the Fact Rat. Like, you'd have to find it around the school, and there'd be facts about vaping and things that could possibly impact your mental health about it. And so we've been doing that, and we've been coming up with more ideas about it.
That's great work, you guys. You're doing some really good work here. One of the things that stands out to me about this, too, is it's one thing for me or Gretchen or an adult to tell you guys these things. When you have peers telling you stuff, you tend to listen a little bit more. You tend to hear that a little bit more. Have you guys felt that from your fellow students? Do you feel like they hear you a little bit more or listen a little bit more to you guys than maybe they do adults or any of that? And just go, you know, if anybody wants to jump in. If you want to, Caitlin, I don't know if you looked like you were going to. I don't want to put you on the spot on.
Yeah, I feel like it helps like kids like listen more because an adult is just an adult to them. It's not anything special. Like, it's just information just getting told to stop again and again.
Adults to kids are just more annoying parents who tell them what to do and place down the rules. When you hear it from one of your peers, then you put it more to heart.
Our, like, friends and stuff, they relate to us more than maybe an adult, so kind of makes it easier for them to listen to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like kids, they'll listen to like their friends and their peers more often than they do with parents, because then once they get an idea from their peers of what it can actually do to you, they'll start listening more to than what they will do to adults.
Yeah.
With the boards, some of the friends that I have in Launchline, they would say how if it's made by adults, then it must be just like an adult program and stuff that they want the kids to listen to. But when I tell them that it's a kid-led organization, then they change their mind, and then they're just like, this is cool now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like it's just like the boards and everything. If it was made by an adult, it's just like another thing. No, stop that. Do this, do that. When it's from kids, it kind of like puts it in their head more. Mm-hmm. It's not like just do this, do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just wanted to say that one of the things that I think is really great about the boards, and they also had, we have like TVs around school, and they had some information during the holidays about, you know, stress and management and things like that. But one of the things I think is great about their bulletin boards is it's not telling you, like, you'll get lung cancer, you'll get this. It kind of gives them relevant information, like, you're being manipulated. Mm-hmm. You know, they're definitely putting flavors in this to, you know, impact kids to not have these additives. Like, you know, so they're educating them differently to get them to see how, wait a second, it's not some 50-year-old person that they're targeting. And, you know, so a lot of kids were, it's in the lunchroom, and a lot of kids waiting in line were reading some of these things, and they were like, I never knew that. Mm. You know, I didn't know that. So I think it's starting to get them to understand. And one of the things that we had talked about, too, is that, you know, to buy tobacco, you have to be 21. Mm. So how is it if, you know, you have to be 21 to purchase these things? We have such a problem with it getting in the hands of youth.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they wanted to come today and reach out to the community, because they're like, we can't get this stuff, and it's becoming more and more of a problem. So we have to educate the community to say, hey, listen, we need your help. We need to stop getting these products in the hands of youth. So go ahead, you know.
Another thing we're doing is we're doing a quit vaping kind of bag, where we are going to have like gum, a stress ball, like some stickers and stuff in there. So like to help like those kids who want to quit vaping but don't know where to start, to give them a start on help and like give them some support.
Yeah.
And to kind of bring Valentine's Day into this, we'll see Valentine's Day flavors, like candy flavors in vapes and stuff, which can draw attention to kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Most kids think that using nicotine and vapes helps relieve stress and improves your mental health, but statistically, and we searched up many times, it does not help at all. It just makes problems worse in the future.
Mm-hmm. I would say that, like, for Valentine's Day, like, for those candy hearts, we've been thinking about putting them around like school and having facts about vaping and nicotine, how it can do like have really bad impacts on you about it, and like they would have to say it over the announcements, and having like a whole idea about it and like seeing what it'll do to you for a, like if you were to vape.
I didn't want to interrupt if you had something, that's all. But I got to say right out the gate, thank you, because that was very insightful. I think that was really helpful, certainly on this topic and certainly for your fellow students. I think it was really helpful for adults. The older we get, the more we forget what it's like to be your age and to be young. And so many times we have good intentions, but we're just barking. And it's all, it's a dog barking at the window or something like that, and you're not necessarily paying attention or listening. If you guys are saying something, then kids your age are probably going to listen. We have to do this as adults. We have to say something. We cannot not say something. But we don't, I don't think most adults expect us to, our words to be necessarily the thing that's going to change and rock your world or something like that. When you guys do these things, when you do this, like the Valentine's Day thing, or you're making these posters, every little bit of that adds up and matters and goes a long way. And I think that's really brave, too. I have people come in at least once a month that are scared to talk on these microphones. And every one of you have been so just bold and brave about this stuff. It shows that you're getting better at public speaking, which that's going to help you the rest of your life. But also that you care so much about this subject that you don't, you're not worried about any other these outside factors. You're just being brave and hitting that microphone. I really admire that, you guys. That's very cool. You don't see that all the time.
A lot of people in my classes ask why we go to all these meetings, because we go to a meeting at least like once every week. And I say because it's like a really big thing that we have to do this and help our peers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another thing about the LEO program is it is a program designed so you can learn about like your brain and how like that affects your brain, your higher, lower brain. And our eighth graders, they all go through this program as eighth graders. But if you get caught vaping, you get to go through this program once. You either get to pay your $68 fine or go through the program and then not have to pay it. And then every time after you get caught, it is $68 every time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't increase at all.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's one of those things that is going to help hopefully keep the, you know, people in check and that. Another part of this, too, that stands out to me is, You're as adults, we're going to tell you things and we're going to say these things. And it certainly means a little bit more coming from your peers and all that. But are you noticing that? Are you picking up on that and seeing that? Because I want to know, like, are the numbers of the group rising? Are you getting more kids wanting to be a part of FACT? What can we do to encourage them to be a part of the organization FACT? Have you guys seen your numbers grow at all? And even I'm even talking just a couple of people. It doesn't have to be a gigantic number, but since you all started, have you seen more people join?
In the beginning of the year, we had like 4 or 5 people, and then in the middle of the year-ish, we had 2 extra people join to help make some of the posters and stuff.
Yeah. It seems like one of those things that once it spreads more and more and more people know about it, the more people are going to want to be a part of it. And maybe even if they're not a part of the organization, they are an ally. That can happen oftentimes too. Then maybe they don't have the time. Especially you guys, your schedules are all over the place with after school activities and all these other things. Not everybody can always be a part of something, but maybe they are an ally of it and believe in the cause. So hopefully seeing some of that too. So you have that support system for this. I really appreciate the offense of this. More times than not in society, we're playing defense on things. And on this one, it feels like we're playing a little more offense. I know vapes have been around for a long time and that, but we're seeing a different attack approach than when you and I were kids, Gretchen, where it was adults and the McGruff the crime dog and some of these things, and now we're seeing more kids being the initiators of these things. And I find a lot of hope in that. When it comes to the approach of, hey, I tell you smoking's bad, it's going to rot your teeth, you're not going to be able to taste anything, okay, that has an effect. Does it have more of an effect for you guys when we get factual with you, like Gretchen was touching on, where, hey, these companies are taking advantage of you. These companies are just trying to take your money. They're just trying to get you to be a new hooked on this system, and they don't care about you. They just want your money and your addiction. Is it hitting home more, being more factual with some of this information? Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, I'd say for sure it helps a lot to know the facts.
Like if it's a general approach, like vaping is bad for you, stop, then it's not really getting into their heads. If you're like 1 in 10 middle schoolers vape, then it's like, oh my gosh, that's actually a pretty big number.
I appreciate that too. Again, as adults, we forget sometimes that we want to, when we're your age, we want to be treated like adults. And don't grow up too fast, please. You know, guys, don't. But we understand that. We understand that at that age, our brains, we want that. We want to be treated with respect. We want to be treated like, hey, we have a seat at the table. And when we're able to talk to you guys like more adult-ish, if you will, I think that hits home a lot more than it does, hey, smoking's bad, don't do it. Like, that doesn't give you a whole lot to go on. If anything, it creates more questions. When we answer those questions, when we treat children a little bit adultish and a little bit more factual, you'd be surprised, you know, what can happen, because you guys are capable of handling a lot. And sometimes even more than some of us adults are capable of. that's just a fact. That's just a fact. That's the way it goes. When it comes to the FACT organization, how can people learn more about it? How can people be a part of this organization?
So if you go onto the FACT website, you can register and create an account, and they'll give you a whole bunch of information on just FACT and their mission. And then if you... you can put in, like, what you do, so, like, you create posters and stuff, you can put that in and earn points, and then they have, like, a whole prize list that you can collect.
Yeah, nice. There's a lot of merchandise, and if you just sign up, you get this little thing in the mail that has a lot of stickers, and it's just really cool.
Is there an age limit on this thing? I mean, I'm just asking for a friend, not for myself or anything. Just kidding. It does sound like it's a really fun thing to be a part of. We, of course, encourage you to check out the website, factmovement.org. Factmovement.org. Bookmark that. And it's a great reference for a lot of these things. Is there anything you want to touch on that we haven't gotten a chance to?
One thing is, we do not know the full effects of vaping. So we do not know what this is going to do in our future. Are we going to run out of, like, hospital beds because too many people are sick because they're because we do not know the full effects? We know some of it, but we don't know what it's going to do to you long term in your life.
Yeah, it's a really good point, Caleb. It's a very good point. I think that... that may, if you're out there, because I always like to try to reach people that are maybe on the fence of subjects that we're talking about. And if you're on the fence on that and it sounds far-fetched to you, I imagine about 3 or 4 years ago, it would have sounded far-fetched that a worldwide pandemic, that might have sounded far-fetched. And we all understand now that that's a reality, that that can happen. So what she's touching on there is not far-fetched, and it's a very reasonable thing to think of, especially when we're talking about something that not only do we not know the full effects of, but is so accessible. One thing I would like to wrap up on that you guys have talked about a bit and Gretchen touched on a little bit earlier is we all understand that tobacco cannot be bought by anybody under the age of 21. That's a fact. It's been that way since we were kids and been that way for quite some time. Yet these kids are getting these things. So we need to be better as a society, as adults, calling out other adults that are getting these things in the hands of kids. That's on us as adults. You kids are doing a lot of the heavy lifting and doing a great job. One of the things us as adults can do is, you know, calling out other adults like, hey, that is wrong. Hey, you should not be doing that. That's where that falls on us and being able to be a little more harder on each other when it comes to those things. Gretchen, I wanted to thank you again for bringing the students in today and everything. Did you have any final notes or anything like that? If people want to reach you or have a follow-up questions about anything, is there a way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, I'm a school counselor at Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School. So if you go to the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School website, you can look me up. My email, my phone number, everything is there. And, you know, I welcome that. I'm also supporting them to reach out to the community because, you know, we're hoping to have, like, maybe them, you know, the community come to school and inviting, you know, people that make decisions for them and just to let them know about their mission and to educate them. And we've actually had a lot of kids come in and talk to me about, you know, I've been talking to them about the FACT movement and the website, and that's also on their bulletin boards, like, check this out. And so we definitely we see this as more than just a middle school problem. It's a community problem. And so, yeah, we want to be on board. We want to reach out. We want collaboration. And so I'm very proud of them too. And things will be coming out in the future to, you know, still get the word out to the community. So I really appreciate you having us here today and letting them speak their message and their concerns. So thank you so much.
Our honor. are honored to have you guys in. A shout out to your parents and everybody too, and everybody giving you the support to be here today and to do what you're doing. As a side note, I have to say that another great thing that I'm noticing at this organization is all of you guys are great public speakers, like way better than I was at your age. First off, please don't take my job. I need this job. Please don't take it. But also, as a side note, if you are a parent and looking to get your kid involved in something like this, you know, as these guys get older and older and closer to college and that kind of thing, public speaking is one of those things that's going to, you know, help you going forward, speaking in front of just a small group or a big group or those kind of things. It's a nice added bonus of an organization like this. So that's pretty cool to see, too. Wishing you all the best. Gretchen, thank you so much for the time. Mackenzie, Caitlin, Reese, Riley, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being on the air with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more Morning Magazine for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.